Welcome to the podcast for Boomer Women, where we are embracing the journey. I'm your host, Agnes Knowles. What if postpartum care was as important as prenatal care? That is the question being asked by today's guest. Most new mums get sent home within a day or two of birthing their baby, a fairly traumatic event for our bodies, with minimal supplies and just a bit of advice. Brittany can attest to that after five babies, and I can attest to that after three. We are a generation apart, but apparently not much has changed. Today, Brittany will explain how she tackled the issue, what she created, and how it's the beginning of a line addressing important transitions of the female body. I think it's rather genius. If your baby-making days are over, you probably know a younger woman whose baby-making days are not over. If you're a man, yes, I know you're listening to this podcast too, a man who thinks this doesn't pertain to them, think again in case your partner or your daughter decides to help create a life. Brittany and I get into some of the unpleasant parts of birthing, so if you're sensitive to that reality, you've been warned. Listen now to my conversation with Brittany Wheeler. Oh, and a shout out to listener Annika, who told me we keep her company as she works on her jigsaw puzzle in the evening. Hint, hint to the rest of you. I have three children. When I went home from hospital after the first one, they let me take a Pericare bottle home and reminded me of the benefits of Tucks cooling pads. I'm not sure they gave me anything after two and three, although I know I did lift a couple of Pericare bottles each time. That was 40 years ago. As with too many things that would help women with important issues, if women need it, it takes a woman to create it. In today's case, we're talking about postpartum products. Such is the case with my guest today. Brittany birthed five babies, so she has the experience, that's for sure. She also had the initiative to answer the need. I love a post on her social media. What if postpartum care was as important as prenatal care? Think about that. Think about that was my words, not hers. Do I need to give a content warning here? I don't know about Brittany, we've just met, but I tend to call body issues as I see them, and we're talking pushing a large critter out of a normally narrow orifice, so if you have delicate sensibilities, you've been warned. Now, if you're a boomer woman listening right now, you might think, oh, those days are done. But just about all of us know a younger woman, whether a daughter, a granddaughter, or a friend. So stay tuned, this is important. Brittany Wheeler, welcome to the podcast for Boomer Women, where we are embracing the journey.
Yes, Agnes, thank you so much. I'm so that was a beautiful intro and I loved it and it's so true and so spot on. So kudos to you, but this is an important topic and honestly, for our boomer women, we know younger women that are going through this now. So it's just so refreshing to hear you say that although we may not need this, we should help our next generation be more prepared and be ready and have a better experience. And I appreciate that so much.
Well, and I will say too that when they're done with all of our topic today, they can go check out those episodes that I've had on menopause, because all of us boomer women are long past that too. But it's, yeah, if it's an issue that women can understand or relate to, then yeah, no, it's important. Okay, so the big question here, I've shared mine. You had five babies. What care and or cleansing products were you sent home with?
So, honestly, and we'll talk about it before my first baby, I went home, I had the Peri bottle. I was able to grab a couple of the large ice pack, pads that they give you. And then of course they send you with this foam that does not really help you. So, I am a military spouse and I had all of my children on the military base. So, we received just standard issue care. Just the bare minimums. You get a pad, you get some mesh underwear and a Peri bottle, and hey, we'll see you in six weeks. And that was my aftercare plan. And what was so funny with my first child, I had her in a hospital, all fine, but with my fifth baby, went to the hospital. They said, hey, you're not that far along. They sent me home. And I actually had my fifth daughter in my bedroom on the floor. So I didn't get to go home with the products or have that experience. I actually was actually at my home when I had my fifth daughter. So it really aftercare and just care altogether is a very sensitive topic, and it deserves attention for sure.
I'm going to digress just a tiny bit here. You said your fifth daughter. Do you have five girls?
I got lucky. So I have four girls and one boy. And he is just the cutest little guy, the biggest smile, but I did get one in here. He's my second youngest. So I had him, and then I had my daughter. So four girls and one boy.
I'm still curious about how many husbands or how many bathrooms your husband will be installing over the next 15 years.
Yeah. And then what makes it so bad, I'm the one that'll come and change faucets out. So I like to change the sink faucets. So not only you have to add a bathroom, but you might have to switch out doorknobs and random things as well. But they're starting to get older. My oldest daughter, she's 11. So we go down like every 2 years. I call them my deployment babies. After just about every deployment, we had a child. And luckily we haven't had any deployments lately. So we're at five. But my kids are very awesome. My three older girls went to Colombia, Cartagena, Colombia, on a study abroad trip for Thanksgiving. And my younger two went with my mom. So they are very, independent little people, and they have their own lemonade stand. And I can tell you, in 1 weekend, they made $700 selling lemonade. So I was like, wow. But just absolutely lucky to have such really great kids, especially when I have five little babies. So it's a pleasure being their mom for sure.
So they obviously got your entrepreneurial gene as well. That's
They
amazing. That must be
do. They
exciting.
do. They push me along.
Now you did mention this, but I'm also going to add, because I speak from the voice of experience also, your husband is in the military. So you had to get on with your mom duties, your homemaker duties, and your career often by yourself.
That's correct. Yep, absolutely. Actually, with my first daughter, I found out I was pregnant. My husband deployed for 9 months, and we met him 2 weeks after I had her. So not only just, having those experiences and being a new mom, but trying to figure out the motherhood, by myself for that reason. But, after you deliver your baby, you still have to carry on with life, right? So that was just the catalyst that, I saw that gap, and I just knew, hey, I should be able to recover and still be able to keep my mobility and be able to move, because I still have to move on. And being a military spouse, I don't have a lot of family around me. So, it's important to have the items that I need to be supported so I can continue on, because, sometimes we don't have the luxury of having that special time just to kind of rest. Sometimes we have to continue to move. So, yep.
I'm going to question that word sometimes. You always need to keep going.
Always. I'm trying to be nice, right?
Okay, now I don't usually jump right into a guest's product line, but it's your products that make a difference for a pregnant or a postpartum mom. And as an aside to our listeners, as I was browsing through your products, I had two thoughts. And the first was me thinking, who, like my daughter, could have benefited from several of your products. And then, bingo, I was right to give that gift to my friend's daughter who just had a baby. So let's start with your brief, with the adjustable belly wrap. It's a piece of genius. So tell our listeners about the design, and did you design it?
So yes, I actually designed the product myself with a team of industry professionals behind me, just helping me along the way. But the underwear, what makes it so unique is it has an adjustable wrap that you can provide or just adjust to give you that extra support right where you need it. And on that front panel, it has a pocket that holds our ice or heat gel pack. So not only will you have that extra snug if you choose to or not, it's customizable, but it also has that slit that you can slide an ice pack in to help cool or warm up your lady part. So that way you have that relief after you have your baby. And I can say with my fifth child, I actually used my underwear for my own support because I had a cold. So I was coughing. And anytime after you have that baby, your abdomen is weak, and I'm just coughing, and I was holding my stomach like, Oh my goodness, but I put on my own underwear and it held my stomach up to where I could cough and not need to like support my belly. So, not only, am I helping other, but I help my own, I help myself. I solve my own problem. So it's been really great just to product come to fruition and know that it actually works and it has really good quality. So, and I was able to experience it firsthand. So I'm very proud of it.
Yeah. And I'm going to stick with that support part for a moment because I can remember after the birth of my first, my former husband carrying the baby around in a snuggly. And he said, "Oh my God," he said, "I can really see how this would have affected your back." And I looked at him and I said, "Thank you for that, except you will notice that you have shoulder straps."
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
just having that extra support across the abdomen, and it looks like because it straps around the back,
Absolutely.
it's so good. Yeah, so,
I
so good.
appreciate that. Yep. But we need it. We absolutely need it. And just to provide that extra, just little snug feeling. And that's the intent. Just, we leave hospital sometimes with underwear, like diapers, just like our babies, right? But moms deserve to leave the hospitals in something that can give them dignity and also support. And that's the thought process behind it. But underwear, it may seem kind of small in nature, but when you have the right pair that provides you the support, it truly makes a difference.
Well, my daughter, one of my daughters had two cesareans. So I can remember some of the adaptive stuff that we were looking for because, you've just had surgery, for goodness sakes. You don't just get up and, well, I mean, normally you wouldn't get up and go home, but as a new mom, that's exactly what they expect you to do.
Yeah, they
So.
do. Yep, and I can say that my coworker, she was in her office and kind of in pain, and she said, "I had this hysterectomy like a year ago, and I still have pains. It's like my stomach. It's just like I have to hold my stomach up because, my scar that I had, and I just can't sleep at night, and I just I'm so dis I just I'm just in discomfort all day." And I said, "Well, let me bring you a pair of my underwear and just try it. Give me your feedback. I just want to see what you think about it, and let me know." And she came back the next day. She was like, "My mom," she lives with her mom. She takes care of her mom. And she said, "My mama just doesn't know how you do it. I mean, these underwear gave me the first good night rest that I've had in a long time." So not only are we helping moms recover from, delivering their babies, but moms who have had hysterectomies are really finding benefit in it as well. Just that support for them. So we're looking to help moms at all stages of womanhood. And providing them with products that will really make a difference in their quality of life. Just something small just to help.
Yeah. I did ask you about whether you had help designing because last summer I interviewed a woman who had designed or was in the process of designing work clothes for women, so women in the trades. And one of the people that had been helping, and I used air quotes there, her was a fellow and did not understand at all that a woman's needs just might be slightly different than a man's needs. So.
Agreed. Luckily, I was paired with two phenomenal women who actually understood it, could see the vision, and helped me create, put my thoughts on paper, and now into a true product. So I was definitely fortunate in that regard.
Yeah. And I know, well, I don't know about you, but I know myself and most of the women I know that were having babies at the same time. If you have an 8-pound baby, you have lost 8 1/4 pounds. You've still got all this belly that no longer has a baby in it to keep it tight and pretty. So, yeah, having that extra support there as well, just, as you, because it takes time
It
to,
takes time, and at times, it can affect your self-confidence and just, how you see yourself. So, anything that just helps mom add in that extra self-care and just can make them feel more confident is really our goal.
Yeah. This is going to be a whole commercial for your products, but I was just amazed at your products. I just love them.
I appreciate it.
Now the sizes go up to 3X, which
Or
was great.
now.
Oh.
We are adding up to 5X because I feel, I already have the prototype and we'll be ordering our next round, but we are increasing our size availability so we can help moms up to size 5X. So that's coming on the forefront.
Okay, because I was going to say with my first, I gained 50 pounds. So I was not a size 12 or even a 14 after delivery, you know. So yeah, it's
And you
that's
would be surprised, especially as you go into like the higher sizes there. We already don't have supportive underwear, and now you want the larger sizes, and that's really slim to none. So, just providing something for moms of all sizes so that way they can still feel that level of comfort too.
yeah. Now I've got your website here on my other monitor. Are all the underwear black?
For now, yes, they
Okay,
are
well, no,
black.
the reason I asked is just that, like at least then you may be wearing full up to the waist underwear. But there's something about black that, I'm sorry, just feels a little bit sexier than
It does.
the
Yeah,
white
it's
cotton granny
discreet.
pants.
Exactly. It's discreet, and honestly, it has a really nice stretch to it as well that I definitely love about the underwear. So I think black is nice as well, and it's a great start. But at some point in the journey, would love to accommodate more moms with different colors, whether it be a nude or a whatever color the market or the moms prefer.
It's nice being at your sort of, I know your past startup, but like the sky's the limit for you and your products. This is great.
I
Okay,
appreciate
talk
it.
about the ice slash heat pack, and the fact, I think you already mentioned that it fits into the brief. That's amazing, and I'm sure it's so much nicer than
It is.
tux
It's
cooling
a
pads.
it is. Oh my gosh. And I have a whole story about tux, but we can talk about that later. But I think that the ice pack, and I should have grabbed one just to show you, but it is elongated. So not only it looks like a little paddle, so it has this place that you can, if you have a C-section, you can lay it on your incision just to provide you with that relief, whether you like it, with heat or with ice. And then it actually is elongated, so it'll go down into the underwear, into like the crotch area, to provide you with that relief there as well. So I like to think it's very, very nice. I use it myself, and it definitely helps. But just to have that additional layer of comfort, it's the way to go.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I gave everybody a sensibility warning at the beginning. Like a vagina is made to hold a tampon, a penis comfortably, but it's just been stretched out to something the size of a watermelon, or to get a watermelon out. So yeah, it needs a little bit of love and attention.
You need something, literally. And it's just like a little squirt bottle is not going to do it, right? The little Perry bottle is not enough to provide you with the relief you need to feel like you want to walk. It's like they want you to have a baby and then 20 minutes later, once you go to the bathroom, right? But it's like, how am I going to do all this? I just birthed the whole child, and now you want me to get up, walk around, and just be regular and not provide me with the, supportive gear that I need to do that. So how is my body, going to recover from that regard? But I agree. And then not to mention you could tear, right? So
Well, that
think
was
about.
exactly, I was going to say, you had mentioned the Perry bottle, the perfect segue, because I read an article that said 90% of women have vaginal tears during delivery, and some are, well, it's not even some, a lot of them need stitches. It's that severe. So yeah, to have that extra, I would think, cooling in that regard, for comfort.
For sure. But that's no fun, for sure. And just thinking about just the tear, even just the stretching, let alone the tearing piece of it, is definitely, your mind just can't wrap around the things that our bodies go through to provide life, and just you go through these things, and then when you have your baby, all the focus is on the baby. The mom's kind of an afterthought. You don't think about the mom. You go to the baby showers and everything's focused on the baby, and to which we love it, we welcome it, but it's nice to have someone think about the mom, or to have your mom or your grandmother know enough, just to think far enough to say, hey, I love that you're having this baby, but you're my baby. So let me make sure that you are supported and you have what you need, and that I'm helping you transition to this stage of motherhood. So I truly, couldn't have gotten through this without my mom, even just my grandmother, having that support and that knowledge, and them being more aware to say, hey, this is going to happen, but I want to make sure you're ready. So I definitely appreciate you and this podcast, and thinking about it from your lens on how can we, as women that's been through it, be able to help the next generation and learn more about it too. So it's pretty
Yeah,
great.
yeah. And we talked about the vaginal tears. Your body's in enough pain and trauma and all that, just with the contractions and trying to get that baby out of that. Oftentimes, you don't know you've torn until afterwards, and the doctor says, "Oh, guess what? A couple of stitches here." So it's like, "Oh my God!" So now we've got yet something else to think about. So I'm sure it really helps after five babies for you to say, "Okay, I sure do know what women need."
I totally agree. It's like I've been around the block a couple times, so I think I, may be able to provide some insight there. But with every pregnancy, it was different. But one thing remained the same is that, your body has to recover. And, after delivery does not have to be so daunting and just a mystery because no one really talks about it. It's not, publicized or glamorized, I should say. But, recovery should be a part of the conversation just as much as prenatal care. And that's something I feel, has been overlooked and what we need to shine a, just a little light on.
And I think too, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm in Canada. So now, I mean, when I had my babies 40 years ago, I think it was 16 weeks off. Now it's a full year off for mom. But down in the States, often women get, I guess you take a bit of sick leave or a bit of holiday time or something, and you're right back at it.
We are right back at it. And that is, in my opinion, a gap that is just a miss. At times it's like an 8 week, period that you get off. For some women, it may not be paid. And, some women have, they're fortunate through their employer that they can get an additional 4 weeks off with pay. But, beyond that 12 weeks, it could be a fact of you're now going unpaid to be able to spend time with your child. So, in America, there are some gaps when it comes to our maternal health and wellness for our moms. And, this is just kind of one of those opportunities, I'll say, that we have with regard to time off to be with our family. It's like, hey, you have a baby and they go back to work tomorrow, So it's not one of the fun things for sure, but would love a year, but no, we're not quite there yet.
Well, I know one of my sons-in-law actually got some a paternity leave as well, so he was able to stay home and support my daughter. And it makes a huge difference. And plus, it's good bonding time for the dad as well, you know.
They need it too, and they need to be there to help support the mom through the transition, right? And I think that's truly important for the fathers. And I told you about having my daughter in my bedroom, but honestly, my husband had to, he had to deliver our fifth daughter. So, and had he not had those experiences with our previous children, he may not have known what to do. So I think it's absolutely important for the dads to be involved and have that, knowledge so they know how to support the moms because you just never know.
I'm gonna tell a tale out of school. I just spent the weekend with my daughter, and I don't know how it came up, but during the birth of one of her children, her husband was apparently supposed to hold her ankles or something for something, and she suddenly turned to the nurse attendant and said, "I think somebody else might have to do it," because she'd felt him go from grip to faint. So, oh, I hope she doesn't listen to this episode, or I hope he doesn't. He'll never forgive me. Okay, now I did mention that part of me, when I was looking at your products, went, yes, because I'm that person that at a baby shower, I'll get the baby something, because but everybody's getting the baby lots of stuff. So I always look for nice things for the mom, those pampering items. And you have those. Now, it doesn't matter which one I start with, but I would read something and I go like, "Oh my God, this is amazing. Your balm is for mom, but it's also a diaper cream."
Yes, it is. It is so good. I'll be honest with you, but it's very creamy. It's very thin, and it's all natural ingredients and like the lavender. So with my children, it's bedtime, so I get a little bit of that and kind of slide it on their face and give them that extra lavender infusement to help them go to sleep. But I've used the soap to provide me with that, just comfort after my shower, and then follow it with that balm, and I promise you, I sleep like a baby. But it is absolutely the best, and I absolutely love it. But It's more so just like you said, just that pampering for the mom so they feel special. And we'll talk about it later, but I'm actually adding a Perry bottle. I actually have a sugar scrub that will be added to the boxes and socks. Like no one understands like the best part of like socks, just having a nice bath and some clean, non-slip socks. So we're really going to elevate our box to be more, hospital or delivery ready so that mom has everything that she needs in one place. So really excited about that.
Oh, that's great. So, and is the balm and the cream the same thing?
So we have the nipple balm is what we call nip sticks, and
Okay.
it's to help, your nipples, but we do have the all over, it's like the nip sticks is one version, but I also have the all over, balm that goes all over your body, and it's really nice. But have the nipple cream, and I have the balm, and we also have an oil that you can use, to help provide that relief and just that light elegance there. But a lot of self-care items, and the intent was just to help make it a little bit more accessible and easier for moms to infuse that, self-care.
Right. Now, do mind me asking what your background is? Like, it's one thing to design a clothing product, but to design a personal care product, especially for a brand new baby and, for tired skin and, well, spit nipples where baby's going to nurse. How did you go about that?
So, well, two things. I know you asked me about my background and then how we came across the development, but I am, of course, a mom, but a military spouse, and also I'm in corporate America. So I'm working, I'm an HR professional and I work in a corporate office. And during all of my pregnancies and with my babies, I still had, high profile roles and high visibility where I had to kind of be out in the forefront and, in the board, in the rooms, as you say, with all of the leaders. So I didn't have time to really just kind of lay back and not, be able to perform. I still had to perform and raise my family. But just being in corporate America and understanding that, although I'm not able to rest, I still needed something to help me meet the demands of not only my personal life, but my busy work life. So that's what kind of pushed me to create the underwear. But as far as the self-care, I've partnered and just learned so much from my mentors, like in this business, and just helping me design and formulate products that are not only healthy for mom but for baby, especially just knowing I don't have a lot of time to go out and pick from 50 different things. I need something right here, right now. What is it that I can do? So that's why I just said, hey, I want to have a holistic approach to helping mom, not only for her and her baby, but something that can bring some comfort, just to the skin and as opposed to something chemicals that are not right for you. So all that to say, I have a corporate background and just the desire to want to fill a gap and just that burn to like help bring something to fruition there.
I wasn't sure if your corporate background was related to some in some way. How do you go about sleuthing out the people to help you formulate, is the word, not design, formulate creams and things like that?
So actually, I've been really, really fortunate just with the network. So my designers, they have a really great network of professionals that they partner with, and because of our great relationship, they have connected me with so many awesome people within the industry that are helping me achieve my goals and just being able to talk with the right people and get to the end result fast. So that's been really, really great just to be able to partner with people in that space that know what they're doing as opposed to me kind of just, jumping around and figuring out, but really bringing forth very quality products and something that is value added.
Well, and I'm sure it gets rid of that whole process of trial and error of like, oh, this is gonna, oh, no, it's not. Well, this, no, it's not, and
It for sure.
yeah. Okay, so you are on the Boomer Woman's podcast. When we Boomer women were having our babies, our mothers, at least many of our mothers, I won't say all of them, didn't talk about our private lady parts and stuff that happened. Talk to our listeners about how they can support their daughters or their daughters-in-law.
Absolutely. So, that assessment that no one really talked to me about it, right? So it's kind of one of those things that you kind of fall into. You kind of, talk when it happens, the conversations kind of start happening, but it is or has been in the past just kind of, I don't want to say cliche, but just something that you really just did not touch, if that makes sense. Especially in my family, we knew what had to happen, how the babies got there, but no one ever really told you how to get the babies out, right? Like what happens and everything you see in the movies, everyone's screaming, it's chaotic, and you just, you're just so afraid. And like I told you, my husband was deployed when I had my child, and I was sitting in a birthing class, trying to learn what will happen. And I actually came across a doula, and she was older enough to be like, my mother. And she said, she just looked at me and she just said, "You and I are going to work together because I can just see the fear in your eyes." She was like, "I can just sense it on you. You don't know what to expect." And I didn't. And it just helps to have someone that knows what happens, like that has been through it, that can impart that knowledge on you and provide you with just that solace and that state of mind that, yes, this is what I can expect. And although this is what will happen, there are ways to get through that. And what are my coping mechanisms as I embrace this? But, my thoughts go to immediately, just feel comfortable with having that conversation. Talk to your children or even your grandchildren. Hey, after you, when you are ready to have this baby, this is what's going to happen. But, hey, keep a clear mind, expectations. Things might not go the way that you think they are, and it happens. But here are your recourses. Here are the things that you can use to make it better. And oh, by the way, I will be with you to support you. I might not be in the room, but hey, mom's here or grandma's here. If you need something, just call me or just to provide them with that support. I think ultimately it makes a difference, and just having, a village of people who care about you and care enough to tell you, hey, this is going to happen. This may not happen. And here's how we're going to get through it together. I think it makes a world of difference.
I found too that it was almost a fine line between being honest and instilling fear, because you don't want to do that. I mean, because I'm sorry, I had back labor for 8 hours. I was in a lot of pain. So, like to how do you talk to your daughters about, I guess my first pregnancy, she was born just as the sun was coming up, and I remember staring out into the parking lot and going like, "This too will pass. The sun's gonna rise. This too will pass." But you don't want to make it sound like really, I don't know, just to your daughters.
Honestly, I think I would have wished that my mom told me or remembered what my delivery was like, because it's like now I'm an adult and I'm like, "Hey, mom, what do you remember from my delivery?" And she was like, I don't quite remember. Like it happened so fast." But I do think there's a fine line between fear, but I also think that it is helpful to understand that, hey, my mom had this experience, and it's a possibility that that can happen to me as well. But just having a point of reference is important, and it helps you prepare your mind so that way you kind of know, hey, well, my mom did this and she got through it, and here I am, I can get through it too. So it's like, hey, don't be afraid to have conversations that may not be, proper, if I could say, and that you're not used to talking to your daughter in this manner, but it's important. Just hash it out, have the conversation, and impart the knowledge, because honestly, a more informed delivery can be the difference between, trauma and success. So I say, all the nice, was it niceties or knit like niceties go out the window. And this is real life, because in the US, we have just a mortality rate with our maternal health, and sometimes it could be the difference between success and failure, right? So I say when it comes to delivery, it's not cliche anymore. It's literally, it could be, life or death with how things happen and what to look for. If you're bleeding and you're having, issues with your body, now you know, because hey, my mom talked to me about the things that I should look for when I'm going through this pregnancy, or I'm feel like I'm bleeding and I have a headache. Oh, that could be preeclampsia. Just having these conversations, you just never know how it will help that person or your daughter, your loved one come home at the end of a delivery. So I think it's important. I don't think that is something we should shy away from. And I'll just say my piece there.
No, and I appreciate that. I guess I often considered myself sort of almost one of the ideal people because my first delivery was a tough one. My third one, except for some of those challenges with the contractions, we all ended up literally in stitches, laughing and carrying on. And it was, yeah. And I also had an intern helping out who was knocked down gorgeous.
That'll
So,
work.
yeah.
That
Oh, dear.
makes it easier.
Now, you know your product line, you know your subject matter, obviously. What haven't we talked about that you want people, women, to think about? Primarily women. We do have a few male listeners, and we're not saying that dads can't help out with the support and things like that. Like dads, as in the grandpa.
What I would want, our listeners just to understand, or just to know that, with womanhood at any stage, I think having the support of your family or just from your loved one is so important. And I think it starts before you get to the delivery stage. I do think that these conversations are so helpful, even, as a young teen that's getting ready to start, menstrual cycle pains, getting and having those conversations early, so that way when they're ready for delivery and at that stage, they feel comfortable to come and talk to you about these things, because they know there's no judgment, there's no fear, and that you're going to provide me with, just the realness of womanhood and what that looks like. And even for dads, to say, hey, I know what you're going through. I went through it with your mother. And here are the things that I did to help her feel comfortable. So that way, when she's going through it, she's looking like, okay, well, this is common, and my dad gets it, and he's providing me with more knowledge and support. But I just want our listeners just to know that through the stages of womanhood, provide that support, whether it be through conversations or just finding products that can help provide relief. So that way, as they mature and go through these stages and reach pregnancy, they have someone to talk to. They know that, hey, you'll be there, and we can also find the products you need to feel supported.
There you go. Now, you had also mentioned a doula. Did you have a doula for your births, or was that?
Dorsand, I love her. She loves me. She loves every child that I've had. I was with her from my first child to my fifth pregnancy, and she's out in North Carolina. And through my when I told you, they sent me home on my fifth pregnancy, and I called her and I said, hey, Dorsand, they told me to go home for a little bit, so I'm gonna go home and lay down and see how I feel. And she said, they did what? I said, yeah, they sent me home. He said I wasn't ready to go in the hospital. She said, do they know you have five? This your fifth baby? She said, don't you lay down on that floor too long. You're gonna end up having that baby on the floor.
Too
I
late.
called her maybe like an hour later, and I was like, Doris Ann, I had the baby on the floor. She was like, I told you was gonna have that baby on the floor. But honestly, my doula, it's just full of knowledge. And like I said, she's old enough to be my mom, and I love her, and she loves me and all my kids. And she was the one that saw that fear in my eye. And I've been with her from the first baby to the fifth baby. And just having that wisdom in the room truly makes a difference. And I love her beyond words, honestly. So yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that many health systems now acknowledge doulas as part of the team. Whereas when I was birthing babies, primarily it was like, oh yeah, well, we, you can, but you shouldn't. And they weren't mainstream at all. Whereas now, like all my friends' daughters are accompanied
Everyone had a
by a
doula.
doula.
I
Or
agree.
if you plan on a home birth, the doula's there to get you through
Yep.
it.
And they are important as well. So I appreciate my doula for sure.
It sounds like it. You'll have to send her a chunk of this
I will.
chat conversation. Where do we find you on the World Wide Web?
So you can find us honestly at our website at rosematernityco.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook. And we're kind of learning TikTok as well. So you can find us there if you're on TikTok. But yeah, so we're on socials and we also have our website.
Okay, and I'm going to stop you and just talk about your Instagram for a moment. Your Instagram is great. I went down your Instagram rabbit hole this morning because you have got phrases of encouragement, provocative questions. I started with one, like what if, post partum care was as important to the system, the medical system, the whole whatever system, as prenatal care. But as I say, and then you're hilarious.
I appreciate that for sure. But yeah, I do enjoy the page, learning that leg of everything and just being transparent because my hope is that, through that page and through socials that we're inspiring some mom or providing, just that glimmer of support even through our social networks.
Well, and I think sometimes too that there's probably young women out there who don't have, for a variety of reasons, any supports, and to go and enjoy, for lack of a better word, someone who's been through it 5 times, has created products to help her out the other side, and yeah, as I say, I really enjoyed your Instagram
I
page, so.
appreciate it. And just to kind of put this, just to let you know, and I think I'll just let you know here, but we're using that same, underwear. Like, I have 4 daughters and we're getting into that age where they'll start having their menstrual cycles and things of that nature. But we're going to use the same technology in our underwear to provide, teens and younger women with period care underwear. So it'll be the same, adjustable band. It'll have that same, pocket for a heat pack. So as they're going, and it'll also be fully absorbent. So, as a young woman, going through, menstrual pains at school, and you get that dreaded red spot on your underwear, and now you're all embarrassed. Like, I don't want my kids to have to go through that. So I am using this technology to create a period care line to help my girls and more girls in the world be able to have, they can recover discreetly and not need to sit out of gym or, anything else and be able to still be themselves while they're in their menstrual cycle. So that's our next endeavor that we're working on. We have a prototype there, but we are really striving to, capture women at every stage of their life cycle. So yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's so important to once again looking at it from my age and older, of it, first of all those subjects were taboo. Like you just didn't talk about bodily functions of any sort. And then there were still those people that said, what's wrong with you? You've just had a baby. So what? Women used to just go to the side of the field and have their baby and go back out in the field. And it's like, well, thank you. Yeah, and how high was the mortality rate in those days,
Yeah,
of
and
either
how,
babe or mom?
yeah, and why should I have to go through that? Like, why should that be my normal? Why should I settle for that expectation? Why can't it be better? And it's just like people don't want to challenge that thought process. And I'm just supposed to, because your opinion of it, I'm just supposed to conform to that. But it doesn't have to be that way. And if I have any say about it, it's not, right? So I think as time has yielded a lot of opportunity, but I just encourage, moms as well as women themselves not to settle for the status quo, although it's taboo. Hey, don't be afraid to have the conversation, and that's my thoughts on that for sure.
Well, and what other life event that can be highly uncomfortable is it ends up like in a split second with the most incredible thing you've ever done? You've got this amazing baby, and as long as everybody's healthy, it's I actually interviewed a doctor not that long ago who said that he delivered like 1,000 babies over the years, and he said that it's the one thing where he has watched women go from excruciating pain and sweating, like all that stuff that you do, all the miserable stuff in air quotes, to like literally a split second later, just the joy and the excitement and the love and adoration and all that stuff. So,
There's not too many other times in your life when that happens. So, you got to embrace, you got to enjoy it and make the best of it for sure. And that's what the underwear are for, just to help you be able to focus on your baby as opposed to managing, leaks and pains that come from childbirth. But it's truly just to help. A small token just to help moms focus on their recoveries and their babies.
I will add some, this is some advice for you.
I'm ready. Let's
Is
hear
all those products that you're creating for your daughters, they will work for women in perimenopause.
Okay.
So,
That's a good one.
it's.
That's a clock it on the, on the podcast for sure. But yes, and that's something I want to learn more about too, as I'm going through my journey, right? At some point I'm going to be there. So I'm still learning, I'm still learning and trying to better understand what my body's going to go through and or has been through and the results of that. So this is that example of, hey, don't be afraid to talk about it. And we're talking about it live, y'all. So hey, I just learned something today.
Okay, may I ask you a personal question before we
Of
close?
course, let's do it.
Yeah, we haven't talked about anything personal yet. Crab cakes?
Oh, yes,
What are crab cakes?
I'm a crab cake connoisseur. So, my thing, it was so funny. My husband's just like, well, what do you like to do? Like, what are your interests in, especially in this stage of your life? Like, what is that you? So, I like to go to different restaurants. And it's called a crab cake, like in Maryland in the States here. They're actually like lump crab meat. Have you know what I mean? It's like lump crab meat that they kind of put into a little circle. It's like a little cake, and they have just a little binding of maybe like be some bread crumbs or something like that that makes it into this little stack of like crab meat. This tall and the kind of round, and I go around from restaurant to restaurant to see who has the best crab cakes. I actually did it last weekend and had the best crab cake. Oh my goodness. But if you wanted to have a good time with me, let's just get on the internet and find out who has crab cakes. And I will go from restaurant to restaurant testing out crab cakes because they are just amazing. I love crab cakes.
Okay, so you've just described this thing. Is it like, do you put it in like a hamburger, or do you just have it on the plate and like a salad beside, or
Oh,
what?
it is definitely something you can eat alone. So you don't necessarily need, it comes with a aioli sauce. So it might be like, it could be like a garlic aioli sauce or, whatever flavor that you want to create with it. But it's, you truly just can eat it as an appetizer. You can eat it as a main meal, but they're like, and I don't want to say like small patties. They're literally maybe like an inch and a half tall, if 2 inches, if you're at a really good restaurant, and just really this lump crab meat. And I'm telling you, I'm sure somebody's going to be in the comments or in the podcast saying, "Oh yes, she's not telling a story. They are amazing." And if you haven't, I wish I can just ship you some, and I might have to figure out how to do that. But if you haven't had a crab cake, you have got to experience one of those. I'm telling you.
It's the first time in a long time that I've wished I recorded video as well as audio because of your face just went into bliss. And I'm thinking,
Yes.
those kids are going to be so jealous if they see her face right now talking about crab
Oh,
cakes.
crab cakes. They know it too. It's like one of the kids say, "Hey, what's your mom's favorite food? Lemonade and crab cakes." I think everybody knows that that is my jam. So I appreciate you even asking.
To dig, I must admit. So,
Yeah.
because I always ask a personal question at the end, and it's like, oh Lord, I couldn't find anything, and then finally it was
Yeah.
like the one tiny little comment,
Yeah,
and I
there's
went,
one
got
little
it.
thing about me that I just love to do, and it just brings me joy, as you can see.
Okay, that's great. Your website link is in the show notes, and all of the links are on your page at our website, including on PodMatch. You gave a special link, so I'll make sure that's on your page too. Listeners, what are your thoughts on today's show? I'll share my thoughts after Brittany messaged me. I wore tents during my pregnancies and made the best of it after I got home. I would have loved any of these products. So talk to us. Leave comments where you're listening, or if you're listening at boomwithabang.com, scroll to the bottom of the page and talk to us there. Was there something Brittany and I did not discuss? Ask it in the comments and I'll get you an answer. Share this episode. If you're a boomer, you don't want your daughter or granddaughter to have the experience we did. If you're a younger person, every birthing mom needs to know what's available. Share this episode and get the word out. If you enjoyed this conversation, click the follow button at your favorite podcast platform. It helps us grow. I'm also registered at Substack. Following there is free, and you'll get notified every time an episode is released. Remember to check out the resource tab at boomwithabang.com. You can look up previous podcast episodes by subject. You can find books written by guests. That'll be next for you. Right, Brittany?
Yeah.
There's some interesting courses and offerings, lists of age-appropriate job and philanthropic possibilities, and if you're at all curious about the life of a house slash pet sitter, I'm journaling that journey on the website too. Brittany Wheeler, thank you for being my guest today and introducing us to your great and long overdue postpartum products. Thank you for that.
Thank you for having me, and I truly enjoyed my time. And thank you so much. Thank you.
No, that's great. Have a great rest of week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.